This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and I'm speaking with the president of Indiana Zeta Alumni Board and also the man who makes sure the house keeps going, Tony Kearns. Tony, how you doing?
Doing great, Sean. Thanks for having me.
All right. So how many years have you been helping out the house, you know, since college?
Well, I officially left campus in 2000 and have been involved pretty much every year since then. So I guess we're going on 21 years now that I've been doing this.
That's awesome, impressive, and Phi Alpha. So what we're hoping to accomplish with this whole legacy project that can be ongoing is a few different things. I just kind of want to explain it first, then want to get your opinion on it. So number one, getting the current whereabouts and what our alumni are doing for careers to help kind of increase networking. Two, be able to get their stories, favorite moments that happened back in the day when they're in college. And in turn, the current actives and future actives, they'll be able to learn what the alumni have to offer as far as possible, you know, maybe referrals or job placement, and also be inspired to be able to kind of keep the house going well and come up with new things to better the house. And we're going to make this a fundraiser. And so overall, Tony, what do you think of the general concept?
I think it's a great opportunity, certainly for the undergraduates to get a better understanding of the life of an SAE beyond the undergraduate years, but at the same time to help a lot of the alumni reconnect with each other, as I know many of us have lost touch over the years. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
I've already got a couple on the books, and you know, I've been very good friends with one of the alumni, Joe Melton, and we've done a lot together in the past 20 some years, and he told a couple stories that I never even heard him tell before. And that's ironic even for me that that came out. But, you know, as we grow it, everything will be attached to a website. And my company, we've been doing, since COVID, it's been over the phone, but we've been doing life stories and appreciating family members' interviews and aligning with different church groups or towns or retirement communities. So I'm excited just because this is, you know, my heritage too, and it's going to be great for me to be able to hear all of the different perspectives from the guys older than me and younger than me, and also hear yours. So I'm looking forward to this road ahead. It's going to be at voicesofsae.com. And Tony, if you could just speak to, you know, over the years, some of the things that, you know, have had to happen to be able to help fundraise for the house.
Sure. The chapter, obviously, has got a long history. We just crossed 50 years on the Ball State campus a couple of years ago here. And in that window, I think it's had its ups and downs. Obviously, the chapter's been very successful through that entire time period. With that, we've got a fraternity house that is very much aging. Original building was built, I believe, in 1927 and was purchased by the Beta Gamma Nu chapter, the predecessor to SAE, back in 1966-67 time frame. And since that window, that part of the facility has not had a whole lot of major changes to it. In the mid-90s, they added on and tore down a couple of the other properties that they had and really made half of the house that served as more of a dorm than community area. And that's where most of us probably remember all the bedrooms being. So that is also aging and coming up here on 30 years of service. And so in that time frame, as we can all remember, the house has had a lot of traffic, a lot of big events, certainly a lot of people coming through and treating it like a fraternity house. And so we're at that point where we're trying to look toward the future and seeing what the next steps are. Today's student is very different than the students that were in the house when the original house was purchased, obviously, and even when the addition was put on there. And the needs of students, the high-speed internet, the different technology type of things, the house just can't keep up. So we're at a point where we're really trying to figure out how do we take that next step. About 2 years ago, we reached out and started working with a feasibility company to get a better understanding of how to do that and what that looks like and really working through those first steps. The downside is a new house is not in the near future. But we're taking the steps now to try and get us to a place where we can start having those kind of realistic conversations. With all that said, the house is in really good shape for what it is. We've put in a lot of money over the years. The original mortgage from the mid-90s was paid off some time ago. And about 3 years ago, we decided to pull some equity back out of that and use it to make some improvements that were long needed. New roof, a couple of furnaces, you know, running air conditioning, things that aren't super exciting. But then on the other side, we were able to completely renovate and bring in new bathrooms for the chapter that are going to be more to their needs today. So we are in a good place with the chapter and with the chapter house, looking toward the future, but really, really excited to get where we need to go.
Hey, and you spoke to me earlier about the foundation that helps with education, and you know, if you could kind of speak to that a little bit.
Sure. We have established two different accounts. One runs through the university, and one runs through the National Fraternity. And the purpose of those are really for the idea of how can we do things for the chapter that are going to be more scholastic or educational in perspective. And what it allows us to do then is get a tax deduction for anybody that makes those contributions. The other side of that is that we can start saving money or working to fundraise money toward a new house, but the tax code does not give any tax favorability for that. So if you are looking for those opportunities, we can establish an account in your name personally. You can contribute to the overall fund, the endowments for the chapter, and the chapter then can use those funds to either pay for folks to go to leadership school. We've had some scholarships for members in the chapter over the years. One year we even bought some computers for the chapter. Those kind of things are all the way that we've been able to use that in the past, and I would look to the same way in the future.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to doing your overall interview, which we're going to do here in a few minutes, but I really appreciate your time and you seeing the vision of how this can help in a lot of ways and motivate current alumni and active brothers and get them to kind of reminisce at the same time. So, Tony, Phi Alpha, and I look forward to the road ahead.
Absolutely. Phi Alpha, Sean, thanks for having me here again.
You got it.